each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. This is Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. I've been looking over since yesterday the Bethel Search and Rescue River update. Again, the summary is with more normal cold temperatures the past days, Kuskokwim River conditions have been improving for safe holiday travel in advance of the busy season. There are, however, these conditions have been improving only slowly. And slower than expected due to the recent heavy snowfall that insulates the ice. And through a combination of traditional methods and new technology, Bethel Search and Rescue members have been monitoring ice thicknesses in the Bethel area. Indeed, Mark Leary is getting in the truck today and doing some radar work going upriver and checking the thicknesses of ice along the way and reporting back to Search and Rescue those thicknesses along the route. Tribal transportation departments and local search and rescue groups all along the river have been out in the cold, working hard to mark open water and trails. A small Bethel Search and Rescue group did a river survey by snow machine on the 15th, and they looked at all the work and assessed the Kuskokwim River conditions up beyond the current network of established trails, and they observed that all known open water from Bethel to Akiak is marked. Quack Slough was not observed, but Queetluck Search and Rescue has been doing some open water marking. Open water 9 miles above Bethel still open. Several of the marked open holes above Akiachak are still open. Akiak Search and Rescue has marked a trail to Akiachak. Markers are tall willows with white reflectors. There's no open water from Akiak to Tuluksak that's been marked. There are now two main established trails to Tuluksak. One is partially in the river, then portages into Makovic Slough and goes into Tuluksak by the back door near the airport, and the other is the back trail, cross-country trail, from Akiachak. Now, of course, you can see a map if you go to Cusco.net/BSAR. That's Cusco.net, and the BSAR stands for, of course, Bethel Search and Rescue. Now, I was pressing Mark because he's on the road today to do the radar thing. I was pressing him for a river update, and he got me in touch with Gus LaRue, and I'm going to go to Gus now. He's on the phone. Gus, good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
Now, Gus, you work over there at Alaska Hovercraft, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And consequently, you're on the river. How long have you been on the Kuskokwim River here in Bethel?
Pretty much grew up around the Kuskokwim.
Spectacular. So tell me as a newcomer about the history of freeze up and how it relates to this year's freeze up and what are the conditions right now?
The history, every year is different. You know, you can't plan on, the next year being the same as the previous year. So it's tough to plan around. So it's pretty difficult. It's like planning the weather. You can't do it, so you just go with the flow.
Yeah, and speaking of the flow, what's been the story the last few days?
Last few days we've had some pretty cold temperatures. For the ice conditions, we have a blanket of snow on the river, which is slowing down the freezing process of the ice forming.
Now,
go ahead. I checked the river ice yesterday, just in the Poskiak, and that's on the established trail right now. It's 12 to 14 inches, and on that trail, it's packed snow, or the snow has been blown off of the trail. But walk 10 feet, 15 feet off the trail and check the ice. Under that 4 inches of fluff, powdery snow, I've found 8 to 10 inches. So that little fluff of 4 inches of snow is an insulator, great insulator.
Right. So it's not letting it thicken up as well. Tell me something. I don't get on the snow goes, and I don't ride a truck. So what's that? What's the practical upshot of that mean? 8 to 10 inches versus 10 to 14. If I go off trail, what's the story?
I don't want to be held responsible, but
you don't go off trail is the story.
Yeah, if you're in a vehicle, a truck, you know, stay on the trail, you know, anytime. You don't want to be making a new trail anytime.
Right. What are those thicknesses? What are those thicknesses for ice and travel? Now, are you a hovercraft operator or work on them over there?
I am a hovercraft operator.
Okay, so you're really intimate with the ice and what thicknesses are safe for travel on what types of vehicles, aren't you?
Right. The hovercraft runs on the ice, and we also use pickups and box trucks on the river.
Okay.
So I like to, you know, in the beginning of the season, I like to check the ice as it starts to form, just to get an idea of how it's trending.
Sure, and then there's insurance rules that bar you from river travel at certain times based on thicknesses, right?
Right. The hovercraft itself, we like to see 18 inches of ice out there just to be safe for other travel, so we're not breaking up the ice for other travelers.
Cool, and that's a good rule of thumb then for people who are trying to be well within the realm of safety as it relates to river travel. Am I making that correct assumption?
Yes, it is.
All right. And then what about for the smaller vehicles? Tell me a little bit more. Educate me a little bit about that. I know that you guys don't operate those, but you personally might have some information relative to what's the safe operating thickness for ice on those other conveyances like four-wheelers and the like smaller vehicles?
For a smaller vehicle, I like to see 12 inches.
Mm-hmm.
At least, you know, it gives you a good good barrier because, you know, it's not always 12 inches in you know, every part of the river. So a rule of thumb, I like to see 12 inches of ice for a vehicle, pickup truck.
Now, tell me more about you, sir. Gus, you grew up here in the Delta?
I grew up here in Bethel.
Spectacular. Tell me a little bit about growing up here.
I grew up here pretty much, grew up around the river, you know, barging to trucking on the river, and then I got signed off to run the hovercraft back in 2007. And then I did a couple years of that, and spent 5 years in the Coast Guard.
Oh.
Then came back to Bethel and worked for a Knick Construction for a few years, and then got back onto the hovercraft, managing the hovercraft operation.
And are you? Do you participate in subsistence activities here?
Yes.
What are some of your favorite?
You know, fishing's always great. You know, fishing, moose hunting, caribou. You know, pretty much every season pulls something new for you.
Did you get out this? Have you got a moose this year?
I did last fall. I got a moose.
Still working on the freezer.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I ask a lot of the guests here on Coffee what their favorite berry is. What's your favorite berry?
I'd say a salmon berry.
And do you have a favorite agoutic recipe? Is there a person in town that makes a real special agoutic that's worth giving a shout-out to?
I don't know. I could say I don't like fishing my agoutic.
Well, everyone's got their own, you know, their own preferences. Yeah. I don't think I've personally tried it.
Yeah, it's all good, but I prefer not to fish my good. That's it.
Me, I'm a fan of the sweetened condensed milk. If someone puts a hint of the sweetened condensed milk in there, it makes a difference to me.
Huh? Interesting.
Gus, what do you think? Have people been heeding the warnings and laying off travel, or are people really pushing the limits there?
I see there, you know, with more of the social media out there, I think, you know, people are more tending to, you know, staying to the trail. You know, I think it's getting a lot better, you know. I just did a short run yesterday, and I didn't see too many other trails veering off of the main trail, which is good.
Are you a classic rock fan? I'm going to play a track from the band, Take a Load Off Annie, and I hope you'll stick with us. I'm going to let our listeners hear that, and stay with me, Gus. We're going to come back after the song here.
All right.
just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on me. I picked up my bag. I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on me. Crazy Chester followed me, and he caught me in the fall. He said, I will fix your rack if I said, wait a minute, Chester, no, I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed him when you can? Yeah, take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on.
Well, today's the 18th of December, and it's the birthday of Keith Richards, Steven Spielberg, and Brad Pitt. I hope you guys will call in the birthday line today. You know, speaking of call-in shows, two-hour Talk of Alaska today from 10 to 12. That's a big deal. You guys know better than I do. All Alaskans call in all across Alaska and shout out to each other. That's 2 hours right here on KYUK, brought to us by our partner station there. 2 hours of Talk of Alaska from 10 to 12. And going back to talking, I have Gux and Bev Hoffman, both. Oh, I think I lost one of those. I'll have to call them back, I guess. Bev, I got you, though. Bev, how are you doing this morning?
Good. I'm on speakerphone, so I'm going off.
Hope your radio's off.
Yeah, radio's off.
Now, I'm going to ask Gux to call back in to 543-2756 because I lost him. But
yeah, that was fun to listen to Gux talk about the trail and the river and his life.
Yeah, I wanted to ask him a couple more questions and have both of us on. Do you have your radio on in the background?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. So I just hear a little bit of an echo, but I hope our listeners don't. So how'd the cookie stuff go this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was just so amazing. I think it was, if not the most successful cookie extravaganza that the Lifesavers had in the last 25 years, it was right up there. And in 25 minutes, we went, sold to over 250 pounds of Christmas cookies that Bethel Bakers donated to the cause. It was amazing and kind of fun to watch. I posted stuff on social media.
Oh, damn. I was trying to catch both calls. Gux, did you get any cookies? Did you go out there to that cookie cook-off?
No, I did not.
Have you been to that before?
Nope, I haven't.
So my fat fingers disconnected. Hold on, I'm going to hope I don't disconnect you right now. I'm going to keep you locked in. And Bev on the line, too. Sorry about that, Bev. I'm a goofball. I'm messing up names. Gux, I'm sorry for calling you Gus earlier. And Bev and Gux and listeners, sorry for dropping the calls. But we've got both of you now.
Hi, good morning, Gux.
Good morning, Bev.
Gosh, you have a good radio voice. You should have
practicing.
A show.
Well, he's welcome to call in anytime to give me river updates because that gives people a person right there with their finger on the pulse of the Kuskokwim. Tell me about the races, though.
Well, you know, it was pretty darn cold, and for the first time in 40-whatever years, I don't have a dog team. And I was thinking, like, oh, okay, but there were, like, oh, I know, 13, 15 mushers that were out there. And John George from Akichuk won the top prize of $2,700, I think, and that was the first race for the K300 with a lot more coming up.
I hope maybe I'll get someone in on Thursday possibly to talk about that upcoming schedule.
Yeah, Maddie Reichard or Myron Inksman, either or.
Hopefully. And then while I'm away, I hope you'll be in and talking about all the great developments there after you get back from your vacation. So, Gux, are you a dog sledding fan?
Just the Iron Dog.
Say again?
Just the Iron Dog.
Oh, snow nice. Machines.
Ah, I see. And tell me
it's
what...
It's a snow machine race.
Do you participate?
You ran that race, right, Gux?
Four times, yes.
Yes.
Ooh. Any plans of doing it again?
Not for a while. Not till my kids get a little older. And it takes a lot of time and money away from everybody.
Wow.
A lot of time away from the family, anyway.
He has twins.
How old are they?
They're 3 years old.
Oh, that's an angelic age.
Yeah.
Or devilish, depending, right? What goes into training for the Iron Dog?
Well, I could tell a quick brief. It's a 2,000-mile race from Anchorage to Nome to Fairbanks.
And you've done it four times?
And I've done it four times.
I really am humbled.
And just a lot of training, you know. Working those, you know, getting out and just pretty much riding a snow machine, you know, spending a lot of time on a snow machine.
Plus, you need to know how to fix it, right?
Oh, yeah. You spend a couple months at least tearing a brand new machine apart and putting it back together.
Wow, because you could be down and be in a remote and desolate part of the trail, is that right?
Yes, it is, and I've had that problem before. Fun when you're in the middle of nowhere and you're broke down.
What was the scariest part of racing for you, a moment?
We had a situation when we were leaving White Mountain to go into Nome, and we had a major blizzard, and we couldn't see nothing. And we're on the rolling hills, and in the bottom of these rolling hills, there's brush, which is probably 8 to 10 feet of fluffy snow, and you get stuck going through there.
Yikes.
So that was probably one of the situations that was kind of scary.
Yeah, that
you didn't know what you were driving into, and you weren't able to see it.
Gux, what's the best finish you've done on that on those four times?
12th.
And what time?
12th was, what's that?
And how about time?
How much time?
Yeah, the 2,000 miles.
I think it was 40 hours on the machine.
My word.
Yeah.
I am humbled by people who can brave the elements like that, whether you're on a dog sled or on a snow machine, and you're sitting on it for 20 hours, and you're also prepared to handle anything that comes your way, whether it's weather or rock or circumstance. My hat's off to you for competing. So our time's up, but I want to thank both of you for calling in. Talking about that scary moment just reminds us to be safe out there on the trails, regardless if you're running a race or if you're just trying to get from point A to point B. And tell people what point A and point B is, because filing a trip report is the best way to make sure that people know that you're en route and expected, so people can look for you if you're not. Anyway, last thing left to say to everybody. Thanks. Oh, thank you for your time, Gux. I appreciate you.
All right.
Good morning.
Have a good day.
You have an excellent day, sir. And thank you, Bev, as well. Have an excellent morning.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
And that just leaves one thing for me to say. That's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.